Hello, 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 Echo.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? We got the White Trash Cast episode number 4 coming at ya.
It's gonna be so good.
Yep. Tim and Calvin, whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
That's whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Got the Twitter account, White Trash Cast. Well, once again, it's not that complicated. Let's start off today by talking about a beautiful young man named Oscar Pistorius.
Oscar Pistorius.
If you watch the news at all, he has been on quite a bit because his wife was murdered. Turns out...
I think it was his girlfriend, but whatever.
Girlfriend? Yeah, it is his girlfriend. That's it. Murdered? Turns out he was doped up, and before he shot her, beat her with a cricket bat.
That's pretty messed up.
Yep.
So, my first thought was, what the fuck is somebody doing with a cricket bat? Oh, let's start. This guy named Oscar Pistorius is a... if you watch last year's Olympics, he ran, what was it, the 400 or the 800? I can't remember.
I think it was the 400, and he ran it in the Special Olympics and the regular Olympics.
Yeah, there's a huge fight about this guy doing it because there's a Special Olympics made just for him. And I didn't think it was fair that he, although he took dead last.
He only lost by like 50 yards.
Yeah, he didn't even finish the first 100 meters. They almost lapped him in the 400.
Which I thought was funny because people were saying, you know, he's got an unfair advantage because he's got those fucking springs on his legs. And he lost by a fucking mile, so.
But he still, I don't think, should be there. Simply because, like, I'm not taking away respect for him. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know how to say it.
You don't like handicapped people.
No,
miscegenating with the regular folk.
Don't start this, Tim. I'm saying that the athletes in the Paralympics are still very good athletes, and although they may not make as much money as like the normal athletes with endorsements,
do
or
they
whatnot.
Make money?
Yeah, endorsements.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I bet their face are plastered all over Special Olympic events.
Who's? I just okay.
I don't know.
A regular Olympian, if I may. Maybe shows up like those Olympic bitches. They're on the box of Wheaties. Okay.
Yep.
What is he on the box of?
Nothing. No.
Fucking springs.
Frankenberries. I don't fucking know.
I don't think the endorsements are there, but that's just me. I don't know.
Well, maybe he doesn't make that much money, but. I guarantee if he did run, he would have at least $2,000 in fucking gold. Yep, Tim made some weird noises because he was taking a drag of his e-cig.
That's right, e-cigarette.
By the way, before we get back to the story, we're all trying to quit smoking at work. And a couple guys at work got these things that look like freaking opium pipes.
They're pretty amazing.
If you haven't smoked an e-cig before...
They're actually more of a cross between an opium pipe and a flute.
Yes. They basically, instead of inhaling smoke, you inhale water vapor with nicotine inside. So
it's technology.
Yeah, you still get the nicotine, but you don't get all the bad stuff from the smoke and chemicals and whatnot.
Like happiness and a lack of anger.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
And an excuse to go outside at work.
I actually, I've been puffing on this fucking thing, and I, even though I'm still puffing on it, I'm actually against it. I've noticed, I smoke, like, if I'm not at work, I'm smoking this thing constantly, because it looks like a cigarette, kind of, doesn't taste like a cigarette, which, that's fine, cigarettes smell like shit, but it's not an adequate substitute, in my opinion, and... What I've noticed is, I don't know what it is with the chemicals or the vapors, but my lungs hurt far more after a night of choking down this fucking thing than it does after smoking cigarettes. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just not used to it.
It may be the brand, too. I don't know.
It could be.
Maybe you could lower the voltage.
This is a pretty basic item.
Yes.
And I buy it at the discount grocery store, so I'm pretty sure it's not top of the line.
Yeah. The fancy pants ones we got have, like, voltage adjustments, which change the amount of vapor that goes into your system at once. And there are also websites upon websites out there with tons of different flavors. I ordered four of them today. I got me some, I don't remember, hazelnut coffee, dragon fruit, star fruit.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. I was really hoping they had maybe vagina flavor. You know, they could do like a...
salmon?
They could do a salmon, and then next to that, maybe a freshly douched vag flavor. Morning. And then maybe a... I'm a cross country runner that didn't shower yet. Veg flavor.
No, thank you.
Oh, that'd be
pretty
good.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
or like, hey, I'm in Marine basic training and we're out in the field for 3 weeks.
And maybe they can somehow give you like a special pipe to where when you smoke that flavor, you get like a curly black hair caught in your teeth somehow.
Oh, Jesus.
It just like shoots out. That'd be kind of neat.
But yeah, I haven't heard anybody say that thing about how it hurts more. But I don't know. Ask around, see if you know anybody who's done it before. And if you're trying to quit smoking like everybody else, then give it a shot. That was my beer popping open.
Yeah, beer. Just a quick thought on this Pistorius fella.
Yep, back to that.
So he's got no legs.
Yep.
He's like Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
He got no legs. Okay. He is a Special Olympian. Good, by all means.
Paralympian.
By all accounts, yes.
Paralympian, not special.
He's South African, and now I don't know if you folks know this at home, because maybe it's not a well-known fact, and I have a lot of time on my hands to read random shit. But the HIV/AIDS infection rate in South Africa is about 25%. That means one in four people. That means if you bang four people, there's a 25% chance you're getting the HIV. Now, this dude, he seems like a nice dude. Well, used to. He seems like a handsome fella.
Yeah. How about
this chick that he allegedly killed is a model, and she's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Now, forgive me for being insensitive, but what's this stumpy motherfucker living in AIDS-infested South Africa doing, probably killing this chick? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and her name is Reva Steenkamp, by the way. And I'm looking at the Daily News article right now. Daily News is British. It's their main newspaper or whatever over there for all you white trash people who haven't left the park in a few years. And it's pretty legit. Very legit, and it says Reva Steenkamp's skull crushed during attack, and it is confirmed that Pistorius did beat model girlfriend with a cricket bat before he shot her.
I don't know if you've seen a cricket bat. It's a little crooked, fucked up thing, and it's thick. It's more of like a it's a paddle crossed with a baseball bat. A little bit shorter.
If you turn it sideways, you can do some serious damage with that stuff.
Yes. It would be violently.
Pounds per square inch. Well, Frank, I don't know, fucking know. But yeah, just trust me, it'll hurt.
Exactly. Right, what he said. So, but enough about that guy, because you know what? I don't know. I'm so sick of the news. I don't even bother with it anymore. And let's face it, you've probably never heard of this guy, so it's okay.
Yep. Oh, and the joke going around was, if he's doped up, does that mean he's using fiberglass instead of plastic legs?
I actually, here's a funny thing that I was thinking of. I was imagining this in my head, and maybe I'm going to hell for this, if it exists. One of my best friends in the world was born without a foot, so he's got an ankle, but it's like a rounded end. And it's not like as long as where his normal ankle would be, and he wears a prosthetic limb over it. When he's hanging out in his house, right, it's easier for him when he's not wearing his leg. He'll be crouched down on his one leg, his one good leg, and walking on the stump.
Ow.
And when they started talking about what happened, how he beat her with this bat, I just imagine him getting mad because she called him like some no-legged prick, and he like hops out of bed Karate Kid style, and like he's got his bat and his little stumps are kicking. He's just chasing her, and he's like 3.5 feet off the ground or whatever he is. And I don't know.
Like Lieutenant Dan pulling Forrest Gump out of the bed.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to die in that field.
But he's on it. Like, kind of like, what show is it where the guy has wooden legs? Is that Family Guy? And he just walks around and they...
I don't know.
Anyway, that's what I was thinking. It's a lot funnier in my head. I don't really care what you think. So.
I pictured him taking off one of his prosthetics and beating her with that. That would be entertaining. Enough about...
I don't think that would have been much of a problem, though, because it's got more give, you know?
Yeah, but... Oh, goodness.
Maybe gracious. A little whipping action?
Yeah. Oh.
That's crazy.
Oh! Okay, let's...
Don't you call her a whore.
Let's move on. Okay. Me and you have been playing this game for a while. We mentioned it for a couple weeks ago. It's called Clash of Clans, and let me tell you right now, it is so fucking addictive, like... Two things in the world I'm addicted to. Oh, a lot more than that, actually. I'm not going to get into them. Nicotine and Clash of Clans is number two in my addiction list. And
I personally would have went with vagina first. But,
yeah, I was going to say sex, but I'm not really... I don't know if I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to masturbation, but not vagina.
Now, does this have anything to do with your penis issues?
I don't... Dude... Yeah, everybody I talk to is going around saying I got a small dinghy. Let me start off by saying it's not small when it's fully grown. It's like,
you know, a dinghy is a tiny rubber boat, right?
God. Yes.
It's, I can't help it. I can't.
Okay, I got a dinghy, and then it turns into a fucking aircraft carrier. Okay. I don't know how to... Whatever. It's already too late.
Case solved, Jessica to keep Fletcher. All, cool. Yeah.
Keep all dignity. It's all gone.
Oh. Well, you know, whatever. When you're in the public eye, or the three public eyes.
Okay. Anyway, Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans.
It's a great game. You should try it. And I also found a YouTube video where this guy's interviewing the number one player of Clash of Clans. His name is... George Yao. It's actually Jorge Yao in the game, but who gives a shit? Let's talk about how big of a fucking loser this guy is. During the interview, he admits to spending between $2,500 to $3,000 building his troops and fucking playing this game since October, which has been, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. This guy, it's one of those games, it's free to play, but in order to do special stuff, you've got to have one special thing. It's gems, and it's really fucking hard to earn them. And one way you can do is buy them. Now, for 100 doll hairs, you get, I think it's 14,000 gems or something like that.
Which I never thought I could ever use in a lifetime.
Yeah. Like, that's an obscene amount. And apparently, like, it asks you, like, everything you do and the further you go, it takes more time to do it. Like, you got to build something, it takes even more and more time. But if you buy gems and then... there's a button to hit it. Oh, finish this shit instead of 5 days. Give me, you know, 3,000 gems. And I feel fucking nerdier every second I'm talking about
this.
Anyway, this motherfucker has, in 4 months, spent $3,000 on that. And it's just, I don't even know what to say about it. He's clearly never getting laid. I got nothing else.
In the video, he also talks about the clan that he's in, not the KKK. He's not the Grand Wizard or anything, but he does. He talks about the clan. He's like, yeah, I'm part of North 44, and I'm never leaving. Like, he's like a fucking Crip or something, just walking around,
yeah,
like with his dick hanging below his knees, fucking, damn, whatever. This guy's a damn moron.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and Clash of Clans drama as a joke, I kicked one of the guy's wives out of the Klan, and he decides to fucking demote me to Klan member instead of Klan elder. So I left the Klan and joined a better one. So suck it.
I just ran some numbers on my iPhone here. He's bought around 500,000 gems.
Jesus. Yep. All right. So, yep, I'm part of a better clan now, one that doesn't hate black people. And I am.
That's interesting because our grand wizard is black.
Yes. Yeah, I thought
that said,
funny.
Your wife is in our clan.
Ugh.
And so now you're in a rival clan, potential adversary in the future. Yet we're convoluting with your wife.
If you ask, she may give you a clan rally.
Colluding. I said convoluting. That wasn't right.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yep. All right. But anyway, let's... Yep. Enough about geek talk for this week. I got a quick story to tell you all.
Is this one I haven't heard yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to sit back for this. I'm excited.
All right. So I'm going to try and shorten it up. But there's basically snow in Missouri. Not much of it, but we got a few inches, I think.
So you say?
Yeah, I got a few inches. Tim has a few. Combined, we make like some Megatron Power Ranger dinosaur.
Wonder Twin Powers engaged.
Yep. So we were snowed in. Basically, no one wants to leave the house when it fucking snows. But I needed cigarettes, so I sweep off my car and shovel the driveway. All this shit just for a pack of cigarettes.
You know what's great is that you've got kids. You've got a wife. Maybe something happens. You got to go somewhere. You shovel the driveway when you need the cigarettes.
Yep.
That is amazing.
Yep. That's,
okay, go on. Holy
so
shit.
I get to the gas station, and I know the attendant. I've been going there for a couple years, and he's not going anywhere in life. He's staying there for a while. And I go up there and I go, whoo, the things you do for a pack of cigarettes. And he started laughing. He goes, yeah, there's this fat bitch who walked in here earlier. She got two rolls of toilet paper and goes, that should last me the next couple days. And I looked at him and it didn't register to him. Couple days, couple rolls of toilet paper. That bitch is using one roll a day.
Holy fuck.
I just thought that was the weirdest fucking thing ever, because I know if I'm by myself, unless she's like one of the people who just sucks up wick and what's it called, the welfare, has like 15 kids. I mean, she, I don't know, true
well,
trailer
I
trash.
Don't imagine you checked to see if she had a ring, considering.
I wasn't there.
Oh, he just
he
said,
was
okay,
he
yeah.
was talking about the story.
Apparently, wasn't I paying attention?
Yeah, I really wish I would have seen her, because
so two rolls.
Maybe her ass is so big that she has to use like a half a roll just to get the entire crack of her ass.
She's got a gaping butthole.
Yep.
Like she gets the squirts and she's got to fucking put toilet paper on her like a bloody nose.
God, fucking gross.
To keep it from fucking leaking out. Oh Jesus. Lord Jesus. That reminds me of a funny story I didn't tell you.
Yep.
So there's a Circle K up the street, and we were on nights. We go on nights a lot. And for some reason, when I take PM drugs, one of two things happens. Actually, one of three things used to happen. They used to knock me the fuck out. Doesn't work anymore. I'll get that like extremely tired, like sick feeling, but I can't go to sleep. So either that happens now, or nothing happens. Like, I don't know what happened. It just doesn't work. And so for about a month, you know, we work like 3 or 4 days a week. So not every day, but a lot of days, I would go into Circle K at like 7:30 in the morning and buy a 6-pack of beer. Mm. And I'd drink 3 or 4 beers to help me go to sleep. And I know the guys, like me and my wife both go up there all the time. And, they got in trouble like 6 months ago for selling booze to a minor, and I'm very clearly not a minor, okay? So some new girls are working there, and I've gotten to know them because I'm in there all the time. I stop in for a soda or whatever. And so I go in there one morning, And it's this manager who's always in there. He's this older blonde guy, and he's got like this fucking Tom Jones festival of hair coming out of his fucking chest. He doesn't button his shirt.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, so I know him. You know, we're cordial, whatever. And like I said, some of the mornings there's this cop standing there. So there's the cop standing behind the counter, and then the manager dude, and I bring a six pack up. And I mean, I'm 29. I'm not, you know, crazy old, but I don't think I look like I'm not 21 by any means. But, you know, they say, like, you got a card under 40. Anyway. So I bring it up there, and she knows me, so she just rings me up, and I do it. And as I'm walking out, I hear the manager turn to the cop and say, yeah, she didn't card him because he's in here all the time. She knows he's of age, so that's why she did that way. I've never felt so terrible in my life. I was just like, oh, god damn. I'm fucking, it's to the point. And I'm not a fucking, I don't even want to go on. I don't even know why I brought that story up.
Time out. Got a couple more good things. Watch your peas. That thing went skyrocketing. I can't edit that shit. I'm too stupid.
It's like an instant boner.
Yeah, instant Woody. It's like, boop.
My peas. Oh, yeah, it's my peas.
I buy beer in the morning several times. What I'm pissed off about, what I don't like, here in Missouri, they got a law. You can't buy beer before 10 o'clock, and we usually get off before 10.
Before 10? What are you talking about?
In the morning.
That's not a law.
Yeah, on Sundays.
No.
I guarantee.
It's 9,
dude,
on Sundays.
Okay, 9, 10, whatever. We get off before 9 o'clock.
Well, I thought you were talking about every day. Like maybe you had lived in a fucking weird county or something.
No, just on Sundays. I didn't know what the hell time it was, but sometimes I walk in on Sunday and forget that it's Sunday and the shit's locked up. And I need a High Life Tall Boy ASAP. What the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, dude, fuck that gas station by your house.
I like it.
We went there, we went out, and then we were going back to his house. And they stopped selling at 12 on, it was a Sunday night, Sundays, fucking Sunday.
Sunday.
It was like six of... And the guy's like, yeah, I can't sell you any beer. And considering I'd had like 10 at the bowling alley, I was fucking mad.
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
Well, there's a lot of gas stations that shut them down 5 minutes early just so they don't fuck up. I've seen that a lot. But yeah, when you're going to buy beer, you know it's bad. Like you see all the fucking homeless guys in the city that are all lined up at the gas station waiting for them to unlock the fucking beer compartments, and you're standing behind all the homeless people like, dude, I'm not with these guys. I'm not part of this crowd, I promise.
Yeah, well, they know that because you have a wallet and
yep.
shoes
good
have
point.
Laces in them, maybe.
Good point. I miss Vegas. I lived there for 3 years. You buy beer anytime, no one looks at you. Like, we'd get off at like 5, 6 in the morning, and we go to a bar. And it's open 24/7, and you got little blackjack machines in front of you, and you fuck around on them.
Dude, there is something special about Vegas. I used to stay downtown a lot, and it's the only place you can go. Okay, we're talking Fremont Street here. It's where that big light show is you might have seen on TV.
It's good stuff.
So you can wake up, go to McDonald's in the casino, get breakfast with a beer, if you so please.
Yep.
And then at, say, 8 in the morning, go a block and a half up and go get a lap dance at the Glitter Gulch because the D team's working.
Yep.
Oh, God, it's such a great place.
And the first 2 years I lived there, I was under 21, but there was a couple places on the strip that we knew that would sell it to me anyway. It was fun just to go on the strip and people watch, even if you're not spending any money, because we didn't have any money, but we didn't want to take our broke ass home. So we just hung out and people watched and talked to people on the strip. It was a pretty good time.
The scariest dude I've ever seen in my life was on Fremont Street. I was there when I was, I've been there a ton. I have family that used to live there. And I was there when I was like 15, and I'm standing outside outside Binion's with my older brother, because we obviously can't gamble. And I see this dude walking up. He's wearing a fucking wife beater. This guy's like 6'6".
Bad start.
He's fucking jacked like a UFC fighter. White guy. Bald. Okay. And he has at least 4 separate swastika tattoos visible. SS, Jesus. All this crazy fucking tattoos on his face. And he's just fucking, he's got the look of Van Damme. Ugh. And he's just walking. And, like, white people are a minority a lot of the times down there. And that's just the way it is. There's a lot of minorities there. And nobody's looking at him. They're fucking terrified. I'm white. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, I'm the master race style. And
this is German again.
Fucking terrifying. Scariest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Ugh. Yeah, that's a fun place. Fun place, old Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you get everything there.
Another quick thought here. How do women pee, women truck drivers, how do they pee? Because, you know, if you've ever seen Trailer Park Boys, they have, they go on the road. It's the way of the road. You just pee.
Piss jugs.
Yeah, piss in a jug. It's pee jug. I do it whenever I'm on long trips. I got a Gatorade bottle. I slap my schlong in there, and I just get on in there and start pissing. It's really quite easy. It saves probably, if you're driving between like Missouri all the way to East or West Coast, you could probably save a good hour, 2 hours, somewhere around there, just because you don't stop at every exit to take a piss. And truck drivers do it. The rumor has it, and it makes perfect sense. I would do it too. Got a little piss jug. You just, like a gallon milk jug or whatever, you just go piss in. And my question was, there's female truck drivers. I know that women piss a lot, and I know that they're not stopping every 20 minutes if they're a fucking truck driver just to go take a piss. And I had a couple ideas. Maybe the first, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
You got a goddamn Amazon app? Dr. Seuss books? Really? We're in the middle of a fucking podcast.
I'm listening, motherfucker. All
right. So anyway, where the fuck was I? I was talking about women
piss jugs and vagges. See, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. So the vagina does not fit in the piss jug.
No.
If you were here, you would good. See the look on both of our
You do understand
faces.
Female biology.
Yes.
You so, know what I think of? I can't get out of my head. You know the oxygen mask that they have in hospitals?
Yeah.
How it's shaped kind of like a cup?
Yeah.
I'm picturing that just going right over a vag. It seems like it'd be a good fit.
And then you could cut a hole in it with the tube leading down into a piss jug.
There you go. You cut part of the seed out, and then you just got your vag tube.
Dude, that's what I said. You make like a valley with the seat, and you put duct tape over it so that it has a steady stream, and it drips into a funnel, and then the funnel goes down into a piss jug.
Yeah, and you give it like a big rubber rim. So as long as you hit dead center, as a lady, you can just fucking flop your clam right on there.
Or you can just wear skirts when you're driving.
Maybe.
Or just wear no pants.
Here's the thing. We've all been to a truck stop. You know, there's truck stops near your town, whatever. Most towns. You always hear, shower 7 is ready for customer whatever. How fucking gross are those showers? Because the fucking truck stop itself is so filthy. Like, I just can't imagine. I have a thing about filth, which most people should but don't. And I just, this is like, are these motherfuckers carrying shower shoes with them? You know, and here's the thing. When you're young, you're in your 20s, your 30s, even if you're in your 40s or 50s, really, this day and age, you're going out. If you're single, you're going out, or if you're in a good relationship, whatever. You're doing a fair amount of manscaping or ladyscaping or whatever. You're taking care of yourself. Now, let's conversely look at lady truckers. You're doing 1,300 miles at a time. Who knows? You're a long-haul trucker. How big and nappy is that bush? I mean, really.
Repulsive. There's a website. We did a little research prior to talking. There's a website called Coops Are Open, and it's got an article called Mind Your P's and Q's. Very creative.
Now, am I the – maybe I didn't read enough into this website, but am I the only one that thinks that they're comparing lady trucker vaginas to chicken coops? Is that what I'm seeing here?
No, Coops Are Open is just the name of the website. This is a fucking –
Yeah, what are coops?
I don't know.
Chicken coop, lady trucker vag. I'm telling you.
Chicken coop, lady trucker vag. I don't make the connection. I don't get it.
It's just a gaping, whatever. Go on.
Both gape and
yeah,
chicken smelling salmonella shit comes out of both of them. But
yeah, you go down. Who would go down on her?
Yeah,
forget it.
Okay, so anyway, let's see. Let's find this part in this article. Lady truck drivers often share tips on peeing. I knew one driver who could pee in a pop can. A pretty amazing feat for a woman.
That's fucking talent.
I can't even pee in a pop can.
Yeah, while you're driving? Yeah. They're fucking double clutching and shit?
Yeah.
Man.
Dude, I would piss all over my seat, all splash up onto the steering wheel and shit. Dude, there's no way they got it on the first shot. There's probably piss all over that truck seat.
Dude, I remember this time. I left Virginia to drive to Missouri at like 2 in the morning, and I did that for traffic, and I was on nights or whatever anyway. And I got two of the tall water bottles, but they have the small lid, right?
Yep.
And I had an automatic back then, and I drank both these water bottles, and I had drank some other stuff before I left, and I didn't piss at all. And like an hour in, I had to piss so fucking bad. And I'm not kidding. I almost filled up both of those fucking tall water bottles. And it's weird, too, because you don't want to litter, but you don't want to keep piss jugs in your car. Yeah. And I knew I wasn't stopping. So you go to toss this thing out, and it's just the weirdest feeling because you're holding this giant bottle of warmth. And you're like, this is my piss in here. Yeah, I don't know. It just always felt weird to me.
If you've ever done Adopt a Highway, please let us know what kind of shit you find.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would love to hear some Adopt a Highway good stories.
Hey, it's the way of the road, man.
Way of the road, bubs. Yep. Let's go in. There's the pop can. There's a girl who would buy the big gulp cups. And then
you got to worry about spilling.
Then she would act like she'd drink it, but she'd pour it right out, and then she'd save the cup for later. And then you got urine and chew. She's probably chewing too. Well, and then she just pisses in her chaw.
There is nothing hotter than a lady truck driver with a big chaw red man in her mouth.
Yep.
Probably overweight because she's sitting a lot, eating fast food. Big, bushy fucking bush.
Oh, God,
Lucky Charms stuck in there. Ugh. Pissing in a big gulp.
Yeah. This is going downhill fast, but let's keep going.
Think about that finally.
Rides.
Oh, my God.
I knew a driver who, instead of a bottle, would use a Ziploc bag. He swore by them. No other brand would do. He said he had tossed a full Ziploc bag out the window on the roll, and it didn't break. Now, that's a testimonial.
I don't buy that at all.
Oh, yeah. There's some good...
How the fuck are you going to see that? Secondly, if he does see that, so now I got to worry about truckers who, instead of watching the road, are like, is that piss bag breaking? Holy fuck! That thing didn't break. Like, that's terrifying.
Dude, I'd give him props just because I would laugh my ass off if I saw piss Ziploc bag full of piss fly out a truck driver's window.
Dude, a lot of them do meth. That's like a fact.
Yep.
I watched this documentary. I don't know if you've seen it.
Stay
it was talking
awake.
About these hardcore meth heads that were poor. Like, they would go and find these bottles by the side of the highway because truckers, a lot of them do meth and stuff like that, and they would drink the piss
oh,
to try and get high.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is fucking gross.
I know, right? I'm actually, my gag reflex is kicking in right now. Fucking
that
vomit.
Is fucking disgusting.
That's hardcore, man. That even exceeds like Bob Saget and Half Baked.
Oh, that also reminds me there is a drug out there. Hey, let's see if I can remember how to spell it so I can look it up. I don't need to look it up. It's Jankum.
Oh, Jankum.
Jankum is a drug that is used in much poorer countries.
Big in Russia.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe trailer parks around here do it or something. I don't
probably
know.
Oh,
but
gosh,
Jankum is the secret two ingredients are urine and fecal matter.
Big secret.
So basically, they shit and piss in a bottle. They put a balloon over the top of the bottle, and they put it out in the sunlight, and the gas that is created with the two mixing goes up into the balloon, and they take the balloon off, and they inhale the gas that is inside of the balloon.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
Fucking repulsive.
What so, on a side note, if any of you have tried Jankum, you can email us with your thoughts.
Dude,
at whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Don't fucking email me Jankum
no,
stories.
No, fucking email. No. I wanna read it.
And then,
if you got pictures, that'd be great, too.
And then come meet us so I can fucking castrate you.
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness. That is disgusting. That is just blah.
I want to know. Let's do a straw poll. Here's the thing. There's a little bit of science involved in that.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't know that, like, it's methane. That's what it is. That's the gas coming out of your ass. Anyway.
Ass gas.
So, it had to have been somebody pretty smart. I just imagine there's, like, either, like, a Goodwill Hunting type character who's a drug addict on the street, like, all right, I'm going to shit in this bottle. And then I'm going to fucking pee in it. And then I'm going to put this balloon on it to catch the gas. Or there's a homeless guy who's got a smart friend or an internet connection. I don't know. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I can capture my shit gas and fucking sniff that to get high. We'll fucking bring in some shit hawks.
Shit hawks. Fucking more trailer park.
Trailer park boys.
I love it. Gotta watch it.
Yeah, you best unfuculate yourself.
Yep, unfuculate. There's a shitstorm coming soon, and it involves a fucking email we got this week. How about that one? That was a good transition.
I love emails.
I've been working really
getting
hard.
Better. Yeah, yep. Getting better.
Anyway, we got an email that is it's a lot of shit. Well, let's talk about the suggestion. We got a suggestion. Whenever we plan on making not an email. We already
web page.
Yeah. whitetrashcast@gmail.com. All right. When we plan on making a web page, the suggestion is we talked about Dibs, and it's the game we play. We talked about it in the first episode where you get basically a chick for an hour if you call Dibs on her.
She has no choice in this matter, by the way.
Yeah, she doesn't get a choice. This is like fucking Pakistan.
Yeah, but in reality, nobody ever gets laid from this. It's it's all hypothetical.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical. You see somebody on TV, call Dibs on her, boom. If somebody wants to try and take a crack at her, they can't for an hour. There's a guy who actually wrote the Dibs rules similar to like Old English with the fucking Ten Commandments. Like, if thou shalt thus call Dibs on this he-bitch, then thou shalt have relations for an hour. And it's fucking, it's brilliant. I love it. And I think the suggestion was post some rules on the website when we get it. And I'm taking that to heart, and we're going to do it. When we come out with a website.
Yes, and for your edification, that's learning. Anyway, it took us three episodes before we could even get the sound right. So, you know, have reasonable expectations on that webpage. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I just told Tim this. I'm not fucking making a website. I am too fucking lazy for that shit. Like, I don't know the first thing about it, and I'm not willing to learn code to write it. But I might have a hookup. So We'll see if this son of a bitch, and maybe if we get more than like 4 subscribers to this fucking thing, it'll be worth it. But until then, I'm not putting that much effort into this fucking thing.
If you all keep subscribing at this rate, we figure we may get sponsors by my 35th birthday. So
30, you know, I was going to say, like, I don't know, like, they're going to discover it when we're dead. It's like a fucking Van Gogh painting.
I said maybe. It's not fucking Starry Night over here.
And then they're going to be selling our podcast for like a $1.5 billion at auctions.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Maybe. I said billion. I meant million. Whatever. It's like fucking the opposite of Dr. Evil and Austin Powers. Okay, so, yep, there's our there's one email. Shit. We got another email. I just opened it up. First time, long time. Just kidding. He's suggesting an FMK, a banger hang, and an opinion. Let's start off.
Let's do a banger hang first.
No, we need to do.
Oh, you want to do that first?
No, we need to do the opinion first.
Okay, whatever.
Wait. Yeah, banger hang. We'll do banger hang first.
No, it's your dog.
No, it's got to be your dog. Banger hang. Selma Hayek. If anybody says hang this bitch, you're an idiot. I don't even know why you sent that fucking thing.
There's
to
no
us.
Stipulations, just Selma Hayek.
Yeah, just Selma Hayek. Come on, you can come up with something better than that. Send us a picture of some random chick on Facebook or something.
First off, I love Selma Hayek.
Yep.
She gets better with age like fucking fine wine. Second of all, it leads me to believe that this particular person just really hates Latin women. I don't know.
Yep.
Fucking Salma Hayek.
In this email, there's a couple GIFs, GIF. It's basically a really short animation, and it's got the three chicks that were going to FMK, and they are basically on all three of the GIFs. They're shaking their boobs, and I can't stop looking at them. But let's save that one for last. The opinion that he sent to us, this is a good one. What is the most white trash car ever made?
Oh, man.
And
now we're talking stock, right? Just straight off the fucking lot.
Yep. And I'm going to have you want some time to think about it?
I need a minute.
Well, the only thing that came to my mind immediately, except for like old pickup trucks, of course, those are kind of white trashy. But except for old white Toyota pickups, those are driven by Mexicans. I have a Mexican neighbor across the street who drives an old white Toyota. Like one of the little smaller ones, and they're in Vegas. They were all over the place. We played this game, how many Mexicans? You'd see like a ladder in the back and a bunch of paint cans.
Fucking 9-inch rims.
And the guesses were always between like 4 and 9.
Hey, man, that's terrible.
And the funny thing is somebody was always correct.
Oh.
There was never anything less than, like, 4 guys shoved into that little bitty pickup.
Dude, not to keep up with that stereotype, but I delivered pizzas for a while as a second job. And I worked with this Mexican guy. He was, like, 35. And he drove the smallest Ford Fiesta that was ever created. And it was hilarious. And I was just like, why would you do that to yourself? But, you know, whatever.
By the way, I'm still staring at bouncing boobies.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, these girls are beautiful.
Man,
but
white trash car ever. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, my mind immediately went to the El Camino.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
I didn't even think of that.
Because, dude, it's not a car. It's not a truck. It's fucking Superman. El Camino, that was like my dream car in high school, and a buddy of mine had it. It was a black one with like no rust or any. I'm still staring at these boobs.
How can you not?
Fucking nice,
delightful.
He had this truck. He one time it snowed at school, and he was my ride home, and he was fucking doing donuts and empty parking lots and stuff like that on the way home. It was a banging good time. And I don't mean we were having sex in the back of an El Camino, which would be my fucking dream place to be scrumping. But, yeah, that El Camino was shit hot.
I'm thinking of two separate things. My initial thought was either the Gremlin or the Pacer, because they're so similar.
Yeah.
Because they're just awful.
Yeah.
Actually, three thoughts. That, the old Dodge Dart.
Oh.
Like the really shitty square-bodied one.
You have a Dodge Dart.
I have a new Dodge Dart. It doesn't look like that.
I know, but it's still
and
funny.
The other thought I had was, do you remember in like the 80s and the early 90s, those big white conversion vans that were like rape vans that had like fucking wool curtains?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And anybody who ever drove one was like a fucking hippie that like installed carpet.
That's fucking it, man. And like the Woodies.
Yeah.
Anything with Woody in it.
It's got the fucking ladder that goes up to the top.
Yeah, and you got
they're like down at the creek drinking Bush Light, sitting on the top of their van.
Dude,
yeah.
Yeah, that is the ultimate white trash vehicle.
It's got the fucking shitty looking couch in it. Oh, yeah.
Jesus, that is it. That's it. That's the winner.
Yeah, that's
without
a white
a
trash motherfucker right
that's
there.
That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
How far are we? 47 minutes.
Oh!
We're doing pretty good this week. You ready for the FMK?
Oh, let's do it.
Mm. All right. Now I can describe to you what I'm looking at. These are... Oh. I'm going to the bathroom after this. FMK. There are three very attractive women. Tim, since you actually know what they act in, you can describe them a little better after I name them. But I do know them by their faces. The three women are Olivia Wilde. What did she play in?
She was in, she's been in a bunch of movies. She was in Butter, which a lot of people didn't see. A hot fucking scene with her and Ashley Green making out.
Yeah, you showed me that. It was beautiful.
She was in Cowboys and Aliens. She played the female.
Yeah, that's right. That's
chick.
Where I know
yeah,
her from.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, she was hot
and
in that
she's
movie.
She's been in a bunch of other stuff. She was in Year One with Jack Black and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, fuck. No
she's
wonder.
Fucking
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yep. Yeah, there's a stipulation with each one of these chicks, though. What I want to do them without the stipulation first. Can we do that?
Well, let's get them all out there, and then we'll do it without the stipulation.
The other one, next one up. I don't even know why, like, this is my top girl automatically. If you don't know this girl, you need to look her up immediately. Kate Upton, who is not really an actor.
She's a model.
She's a...
I think she's trying a singing career. She needs no introduction. She's famous for being...
Victoria's Secret.
Fucking hot.
She's Victoria's Secret, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. She's fucking... Dude... Oh, my God. She did a Hardee's commercial where she was eating one of those fat burgers or whatever.
Ugh.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, she...
Those
anyway.
Hot juices dripping
yeah.
down her chin.
So,
oh, my God.
Oh, let's get back to these gifts. Let's walk you through them. Olivia Wilde is standing there in what looks like a wife beater, and I don't know what she's saying, but she's grabbing the bottom of her boob and, like... lifting it up and bouncing it and showing you that they're natural. And it's just over and over because it's a GIF. It just replays the same thing over and over. And it's like bounce, bounce, bounce. I can't stop looking at that.
It's glorious.
Yeah. And, ooh, if you turn it sideways, they get bigger. I'm on my iPhone. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. The next one, turn it sideways again, is Kate Upton walking down the aisle with I guess you can call it a bra, but it's basically it's there so that her nipples aren't showing, and she is walking like a supermodel, and as she's bouncing on her heels, her boobs are just about to pop her in the mouth. I wish they'd pop in my mouth. This is okay. You guys don't want to hear me get off on this mug.
No, they don't.
Dirty trash cast. All right.
At least not while I'm sitting next to you on this couch.
This third one, Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks. She's She's known for Mad Men. She's been in a couple other shows. Very voluptuous, huge titties, red hair.
I see that.
You ginger lovers out there probably know who she is.
Yep. This is this is gonna be a tough one. We're gonna do it without stipulations first. But this I don't know, what do you know what movie that is?
No, I don't. No, I
okay.
don't.
Okay. Well, there's a scene that's playing over and over again where a guy like rubs her lips. She's staring at him with a sexy look, and
he's basically pre-raping her.
Yeah, he just rips her shirt in half and exposes her bra and her monster knockers. And it is, yep, okay, we're done before I get too excited. Dad, do you want to go first, or should I go first?
Yeah, I know without stipulations right off the bat.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, I'm going to fuck Kate up then.
Okay.
Well, let me finish and I'll explain. I'm going to marry Olivia Wilde. And
okay.
I'm going to kill Christina Hendricks.
Okay.
Reason being, Kate Upton's really hot.
Yeah.
But from what little I've seen her talk on TV or whatever, she strikes me as, I don't know how to put this.
Full of herself.
No, I wasn't going to say full of herself. I was going to say a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So if I married her, I would go fucking bananas because I wouldn't be able to have a conversation with her because she's just so fucking dumb. But I definitely would want to bang her.
Yeah.
I would marry Olivia Wilde because she's in my top 10 of all time.
Wow.
Because she's just gorgeous and she's not a fucking idiot from what I can tell. Maybe I'm wrong. Fuck, these are just interviews that I've seen. And, you know, I just want to keep getting some of that.
Yep.
And even though I think Christina Hendricks is kind of hot, she's a little thick for me. And I'm not a big redhead fan unless it's a real particular type of redhead.
Really
so,
thick for me. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no.
She didn't look thick at all.
Yeah, wait till you see her standing. Google her. Google her like standing around in a fucking dress or something.
Okay, I'll do it later.
Yeah. Okay. We've talked about this before, and I don't know if it was on the podcast. You know when, like, a woman's younger or when a woman who has the potential to put on weight works out a lot, how they have, like, those big arms?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we talked about
that. She's got them. So.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you could fuck her, but then you're losing out on Kate Upton.
Kate Upton's got some, I don't know, she's not skinny. Like,
she's got a round face. Like, when she's in her 60s, she's going to weigh maybe 80 pounds more.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. I'm mumbling. I need to stop mumbling.
Doesn't matter. I'm looking at those three gifts, and Olivia Wilde's the only one that's going to stand this time for me.
Yeah.
And she's not an idiot, so.
Yeah, I've been mumbling for the last 15 minutes because I've been staring at these with it like an inch away going, wow, nice boobs, all of you. Kudos. Thanks for sending those gifts, Jeff. Now I don't need a spank bank anymore. All I got to do is check the White Trash Cast email. But anyway, here's my FMK. Here's what I say. You got it close, but not yet a match, as Chris Farley would say.
Yet a match.
Oh, God, I miss Chris Farley. He's my favorite actor, by the way.
I know.
But it was my, I don't know what it, fucking drugs, man. They ruined my life, even when I'm not taking them. He could have made so many more good movies. Tim said he was going to do Grown Ups instead of Kevin James. Is that?
Yeah, Grown Ups was a script for those guys, like Adam Sandler and those guys, when they were in their 30s, like their early 30s. And it was going to, instead of Kevin James, it was going to be Chris Farley. And my guess is it would have been a lot funnier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but now, you know, the Grown Ups, if you saw it, is they all got wives and kids and all that bullshit. Not that they wouldn't have. I don't know what the fucking movie was going to be about.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, back on the topic. Yeah, Chris Farley's fucking funny. My FMK, in that order, fuck, marry, kill, is going to be fuck Olivia Wilde, marry Kate Upton. He's shaking his head already. And we're both killing Christina Hendricks. No matter, like, she's really hot, yeah. I don't see the chubbiness, but I'm simply fucking Olivia Wilde just because Kate Upton is literally the hottest chick that I've ever seen in my life. Hands down, in my opinion. if I fucked her once and then married Olivia Wilde, there is no way that I could live with myself. I would cry myself to sleep every night. That's how hot I think Kate Upton is.
Agree to disagree.
And dude, I mean, Olivia Wilde is hot, but like...
Let me paint you a picture here. Look at them. Keep them both on the screen.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's say you're going to fuck Olivia Wilde so she's not being killed. So she's still going to be alive in,
yeah,
say, 20 years. In 20 years. Look at that bottom picture. Look at that fat round face that match your big fat tits. You know what else I think is going to match those big fat tits? That big fucking elephant ear she's going to grow over her gunt. Okay?
Yeah.
Now look at Olivia Wilde. Yeah. I think in 20 years she's going to look pretty similar to that. So I'm just saying, as far as just Pepsi Challenge stand the test of time.
You know what? I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. However, I think Kate Upton, no matter how fucking stupid she is also insecure and has the money for constant surgery to upkeep her body to the same weight. Like, similar to, who's some stupid bitch that's getting older now that used to be a model? What the fuck is her name?
I don't know. With all those specifics, why couldn't I figure it out?
The fuck's her name? I don't fucking know. Whatever. I think it's, it's reconstructive surgery. We'll do the trick on the body, I think.
What are you doing? It's fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Tim's wife is downstairs trying to sneak around like we give a shit.
Yeah. Actually, when I'm sitting down here by myself watching TV, she's not very big, so she'll fucking just appear, and it scares the shit out of me.
She creeped.
I literally think I might have sharded myself a couple times when she came around the corner.
Yeah, it was last week she came around the corner, and I thought you were going to sock her in the mouth. Luckily, you don't do that when I'm here, at least. So,
no, it's true. I was walking to the kitchen, and you appeared, and my arm came up because you scared the shit out of me. I wouldn't willingly punch you. But if you were an intruder, I'd like to know that I have the fucking reaction time.
But here's the thing, though. You have that fucking annoying ass beeper. Every time you open a door in the house, it goes beep beep.
It's an alarm system, yeah. Yeah, it tells you.
Like some British chick that wants it in the butt. Beep beep. Back door.
Back door. I want it in my
back door. Door.
Dude,
open.
If I could get it to say I want it in my back door, I'd pay extra. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, in my back door, baby.
Fucking Austin Powers. Oh, yeah, in my back door.
Yep. Okay, what were we talking about? We were talking about our FMK. Okay, yeah, but that's over. We buried that one. Oh, the stipulations. These are with stipulations. I don't know if we should do this. Eh, fuck it. Olivia Wilde. These are funny descriptions, at least, so I'll read them. Olivia Wilde has man hands, and her voice sounds like Bill Walton whenever she talks.
Easily overcome.
Yeah. However, in bed, that wouldn't be too enjoyable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, just, I don't know how, it's deep.
Is that how Bill Walton sounds?
No, not at all. Okay, let's continue.
Better than Bill Dance.
No, Bill Dance. Fucking, and it's in the green hole. Wait, what? Bill Dance.
Bill Dance outdoors. He does fucking fishing.
Oh, Bill Dance, a fisherman. Dude, there's a funny. I was thinking of Bill Nance?
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Who the fuck's that golf announcer?
Golfer announcer?
Golf announcer.
I don't know a Bill golf announcer.
There might not be. I think there's a Yancer. Hold on. We're looking up golf announcer. I got to know his name. Golf announcer, oh fuck, that's not even close. Greg Faraday, who I was thinking of.
David Faraday?
David Faraday.
The fucking English guy or Irish? I don't know what the fuck he is.
No, what the fuck? Greg Nance? I swear.
Maybe.
He's on Tiger Woods, I thought. Hold on, here's the website. Who are these tool bags? I don't care. Jim Nance. Jim Nance
is
okay. That's his name. I don't know what. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Okay, but anyway, Sounds like a man. Kate Upton has serious body hair problem that she never takes care of. She looks like she could star in Teen Wolf 2.
Ugh.
That's a permanent issue there.
So is the other one.
But here's the thing. She can have laser surgery on her entire fucking body.
Dude, you're reaching at straws. Dude, no. If she's not, listen.
Kate Upton's got the money for this shit.
Exactly. Okay? If she's got, well, first of all, if she looks like fucking Teen Wolf, she don't have no more money. She ain't getting any work.
Yeah, that's true.
Secondly, if she's not willing to even shave it, you think you're going to get surgery or laser whatever, laser removal out of it?
Never
takes care of
it. God damn it. Yeah, dude, that's a fucked up, see, that's why I don't like this one. Because in the end, I'm not marrying Kate Upton. That's why I don't want this thing. Christina Hendricks never wears deodorant, and she is sweating worse than R. Kelly at the Teen Choice Awards. That's the best one. I enjoy that one.
Oh, man, that changes everything. I'm not going to lie to you.
It basically changes one thing. I am still fucking Olivia Wilde, and Christina Hendricks can wear deodorant to change that shit up. So, and I don't want to be banging the chick. For the rest of my life, it's just sitting there going, oh, yeah. Like fucking Macho Man. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, when you first read that, I thought, you know, the voice, maybe she won't talk so much. But then I thought, you know, in foreplay, as it happens, a lot of times that involves a girl stroking on the old ween. And if I looked down and saw, for example, Bill Dance Hands on my schlongster. I don't think I could handle that very well. It would be disturbing. I would probably lose all chub factor.
Yep. There's a Bill Dance, all of his bloopers all summed up into one like 3 minute video on YouTube. I didn't laugh so hard at a YouTube video in a long ass fucking time. It is hilarious. You got to look up Bill Dance fishing bloopers.
So here's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to wear earplugs.
And
F Olivia Wilde from behind. Therefore, her hands are on the bed in front of her. I don't see them.
Good.
I'm
going
to marry Christina Hendricks because we can give that bitch a shower. Boom. Easily solved.
Yeah, it's not.
And
like
then, I'm sorry, and as much as I hate it, Chewbacca's got to go.
Yeah.
It just can't happen.
Yeah, cousin It from Adam's Family.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, Kate Upton. Please forgive me. Call me.
She's probably listening.
Yes. Yeah, God, I hope you're listening, Kate. Send me some pictures, please. White Trash Cast.
Here's a hypothetical for you. We don't have very many listeners. We just started doing this.
And we're almost out of time.
We get an email from the Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Just magically, she stumbled upon the White Trash Cast. And she's like, oh, Calvin, I really like your voice, and your sensibility is just, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, see, here's it. I know what you're getting at. the first thing I would do, one, sweetie pie, honey of mine, beautiful wife, if you're listening, she's in my top five, which means I get to bang her.
Oh, well, that changes
like,
everything.
You get famous people, and they're in your top five, you can bang them. And
a lot of people do that. Me and my wife,
which is funny because you think you'd never meet them, but when you're fucking famous podcasters like me and Tim over here, you might eventually meet one of these ladies. Then what's your wife gonna say?
Do you ever watch King of Queens with Kevin James?
Yeah,
there's an episode where they do that, and they're laying in bed, and they had been talking about it throughout the episode, and he's like, "No, really, who is it?" And she's like, she's like trying to figure out loud who she's going to pick. She's like, I think I'll pick Jimmy Smits. I think it was Jimmy Smits. And she's like, what about you, hon? And he's like, and I forget what model, but he's like, I don't know. I thought about Claudia Schiffer. And I don't know if it was her. And he's like, I think I'm going to go with your nail tech, Jill. I was like, oh, my God. That's so genius. Because they never stipulated it had to be a famous person.
See, I asked my wife. We had a stipulation it has to be famous. I asked my wife. I know a Hooters girl from high school. and she's probably been in a calendar. So I was wondering, is a Hooters calendar girl famous enough to put on your top five?
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Absolutely. That's world famous. That Hooters calendar is big.
The problem is, I said that I know her prior to saying, hey, can I pick a Hooters calendar chick?
So?
Yeah, but if I would have said, hey, can I pick a Hooters calendar chick? She says yes. But if I say, hey, I know this chick that was in a Hooters calendar girl. I went to high school with her. Can I choose her?
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
What? Did I miss something?
Let me get this straight. According to what you just said, you know a chick who is in a Hooters calendar girl. Now, tell me more.
Now, no, no, the thing is, I can neither confirm nor deny that she's ever been in one. I just know that she works at Hooters, and she's probably in their local calendar.
I don't think you understood what I said. You said, I know a woman who was inside of a Hooters calendar girl.
No, I said.
That's what you said. I wanted to hear more.
I
wanted to hear more.
Okay.
That seems like it would be a good story.
No, that is not the story. But, yeah, there's the picture of her, which I don't think she's calendar material, but who knows, it might be one of those local calendars. She might be good enough to work at Shomies. I don't know how she got the job at Hooters.
But, calendar, huh?
I didn't say she was in one.
Dude, I'm telling you, she looks like she's got a touch of Downs. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'm gonna go ahead and, I don't know.
Dude, there's gotta
maybe
be.
Maybe that's just a bad picture. She got a lazy eye?
No, she doesn't.
She's a different hair color in this one.
Yeah, but she's still the same with no lazy eye.
No, I don't know, man.
I'm not saying she's a calendar chick, but it just gives me an excuse to go out and get some strange.
No, I understand that. I understand that.
So, yeah, no, that's the deal. Anyway, I don't even know what we're talking. Yeah, Kate Upton, if you're listening and you want to bang me, you're in my top five, so it's legal. Next, one last thing before we quit this podcast. We're already an hour 10 into this. If there was a suggestion from somebody at work who I know is too fucking lazy to make his own apps, he gets halfway there and realizes it's too much work, so he doesn't do it. Somebody out there listening can possibly make this fucking app for us, it would help us out tremendously. It's called the Drunk Dial app, and what it is, you can sign up to get calls from people who want to drunk dial other people between certain times. So, like, for the 2 hours or whatever that we're doing our podcast, we would sign up to say, hey, we want to receive drunk dials and put them on the podcast on speakerphone and see, maybe talk to some hammered people and see how excited they are about being on a podcast that they never fucking heard before.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially chat roulette, but yep. For phone calls.
Yep, and chat roulette for phone calls.
I think it'd be great.
How about that one? Please, if you're out there and you're a programmer, make this shit, because I want to receive some drunk phone calls.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this would be, from a programming standpoint, quite easy to do. And I'm going to caveat that with, I know nothing about computer programming, but it just seems like you got phone numbers out there and it's random. I don't know.
Yep. So that's the last thing we're going to say. I think we're about wrapping it up. You got anything else?
I got shit.
Yep. Good. I love when we wrap it up. That means we can't have any more chitlins.
She loves when I wrap it up. That's not true. I'm married.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, who enjoys sex more when it's wrapped up?
People with HIV?
No, I wouldn't have sex with them to begin with. Much less, no. I mean, maybe if it's like some kind of warm, soothing, extra ribbed, vibrating condom, the woman might enjoy it more. But then the man can't. I don't know if I could ever go back
to. Please finish what you were going to say. Then the man can't what?
The man can't feel it. because it's so thick with vibrators and fucking ribs and
I'm going to disagree with you. If you're wearing a condom that vibrates, I'm pretty sure you're going to feel it. I think that might be actually... If anybody out there makes condoms, and you can make a tiny vibrating condom, not the condom's tiny, but the tiny vibrator for the condom.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
That would be. I'd try them out. But yeah, so I don't even know. Yeah, here we are wrapping it up. So that's it for this week. See you. By the way, we're going to try and get on a schedule coming out with the podcast every Monday. So... Yep, be ready for them. Be looking for them around Monday time frames. And we'll see you next week. You going to say bye?
Bye.
Yep. South my cock.